It's up to Senior Common Pleas Judge Terrence O'Brien whether he will require the city and county to release details of the bid to lure Amazon's second headquarters to Pittsburgh. The city and county appealed an order by the State Office of Open Records to release the information. Attorneys for the city and county argued in court last week that the bid includes trade secrets and said they can't release details because the applicant is PGHQ2, a subsidiary of the Allegheny Conference. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto.
Isn't it a fact PGHQ2 would not even exist without the blessing, the support, the guidance of the city, of the county?
Well, I'm going to keep my comments short because this is before a judge right now, and the last thing I want to do is have an attorney from the other side quoting statements that I made on the radio. So I will say this, that we are in a competition. It's a big poker game, and there's 20 people sitting around a table. Everyone's holding their cards very close to the vest. Nobody's revealed what they're holding. There have been some parts of some of the reports that have been released, but they're not proprietary. They're basic information. And we would be the only person sitting there turning their cards face up in this competition, and that would put us at a disadvantage. That's what I'm going to say of why we're proposing to keep this private until Amazon has made their decision and then making the entire proposal public. As far as the details of legally why the city, the county, the Allegheny Conference believe that there is a right to do so, I'll leave that to lawyers.
But are you saying some of the cities that have released some details, that information is not proprietary or what?
I'm saying that that information is not to the level of detail nor to the direct matter at hand that would tip another city off as to what they are willing to do as a partner with Amazon.
As mayor, you've used the term transparency a lot. George Janosko, first assistant solicitor for the county, told Judge O'Brien, transparency in government is not totally absolute. How do you feel about that? How would you react to that comment?
Well, again, I'm not going to get into the legal arguments about this case, nor when I comment on this, is this specific toward this case. That will be decided by the attorneys in that courtroom. However, we've worked very hard in order to make everything that is available within City Hall available to the people. This is not an open process that we are participating in. It is a competitive process, much like the Smart City Challenge that we participated in several years ago. And just like the Smart City Challenge, everything that we submit will be made available to the public once the competition is ended.
You mentioned once the decision is made, the tales will be released. Am I hearing things as long as a few years down the line?
I don't think that that would be necessary. I think that once the competition has been announced and Amazon has decided what city they are choosing, that the information could be made available within days.
Since the visit by Amazon officials a few months ago, has there been any other contact?
I've had absolutely none. I had very short contact with them when they were here. They were here for 24 hours, and since that time, I've had none.
Say Judge O'Brien says you got to release the information. Can you appeal higher up in the courts, and would you?
Haven't even spoken to the attorneys about that situation. If that were the case, that would have to be a meeting with the attorneys, and it would be based, number one, on this application and the chances that it would be potentially derailed. And then number two, it would also have to be a consideration on precedence of where and when the city decides to take an appeal to a higher court.
Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.